Being. I am Lady Master Natasha. Beloved, your development in learning how to enter and how to maintain the peace within your consciousness is accelerating, is it not? Indeed. Understand that as you increase your frequencies, this is the wording we choose to use, increase your frequencies. That which resonates with your new frequency will, as it were, flush out of your being or your life. That which does not resonate with this, we shall use the word higher, but it is not a distance higher. Would you understand? It is a more rapid frequency when we use the word higher frequency. And so when one goes into the peace, one of the things one is actually doing is cleansing and purifying the atoms and the molecules of the body. One is shifting and altering one's consciousness. One is allowing one's intentions to be multiplied and magnified. And for each and every one of you present, it is safe to say this evening that your intention is to awaken to the highest, most glorious aspect of your spiritual nature that is possible while still maintaining life within a physical form. Yes? Indeed, so be it. This evening, beloveds, when we began our lowering, as it were, of the frequencies, so that you feel the deepening, as it were, of the energy field, which allows you to begin separating your consciousness from that of awareness in a physical form. We bring to your attention the infinity symbol, the symbol that looks like your number 8. When the mind focuses upon the symbol of infinity and allows a golden fire energy, as it were, to move along the track, as it were, of the symbol, and places this symbol within the mind of your being in a horizontal fashion, this begins to allow for the balancing of both hemispheres of the brain. And at some point, when you have completed emotionally, by your feeling nature, the focus upon this sign of infinity, horizontally moving within your mind, you stop your consciousness in the center of the infinity sign. And that center is where your third eye would resonate. And if you focus your attention upon that space, not moving your eyes, as it were, to the space, but simply becoming aware that it exists, you will expand its existence. And if you continue to focus upon the third eye area of your being, allowing it to have a golden hue, as it were, you will begin seeing and feeling and experiencing it like the shimmering resonance of the afterglow of a firework, one might say. And as you allow yourself to focus upon that third eye area of your being, pay attention to your breath. Nothing spectacular, simply acknowledging that you are breathing in all that is, for you are made of all that is, and it is the power and the love of all that is that allows your intentions, your desires to become your realities, that allows that which you focus upon and that which you speak of to become your reality. And when you exhale, you are still exhaling all that is, for it lives in you and it breathes you as you breathe it. Its very existence depends upon you recognizing, acknowledging, and living it. As it breathes in, all that is fills your lungs. And as it fills your lungs, it moves and spreads throughout the rest of your being, and it loves the liquid that you are. And when you breathe in the all that is, if you are breathing in something such as gratitude for who you are and for life given under the soul and the spirit of your being, then all that is will take that gratitude and imbue it in the liquid of your body. And that gratitude will move throughout all of your being, throughout all of your cellular fluids, throughout all of the waters of your being, forming crystalline structures of the vibration and the frequencies of gratitude. And as you focus on gratitude, you will expand it in your life. For that which you give your attention to expands. And that is the understanding behind your Fibonacci ratio and the golden mean. It expands because you allow it its perfection by simply focusing on it. You are not demanding, you are not commanding, you are allowing. And the all that is in its perfection will create that which you dwell upon because you allow it. Beloveds, as you enter the peace, the place where all miracles reside, the place where all healing takes place, the home of altered isness, the space of perfection, and if you choose imperfection, allow yourself to be filled in every way possible with its beauty, its bounty, its perfection. Know that you deserve it. Know that you are worth it. For if you were not you could not perceive it, and you are perceiving it. And so, you are worthy, beloveds. Be within the peace, and become that which your heart of hearts desires.